We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Ayin Reish, which is atop of page Mem Hei. That is the page following 88. This Siman is about saying B'Mem Adlikin Friday night. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Nohagim Lomar Perak B'Mem Adlikin. The minhag is to say Friday night Perak B'Mem Adlikin, which is the second Perak of Shabbos, to say the Mishnayos. V'Asvardim Omrim Oso Kodem Tfilas Arvis. The Svardim have a minhag to say B'Mem Adlikin before Arvis. V'Huanachon, and that is the appropriate custom, says the Mechaber. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph Perak B'Mem Adlikin. Why is there an inyan to say B'mem Adlikin? Lefi sheyesh bo din hadlaka, because in Paverek B'mem Adlikin we discuss the halachas of hadlakas neir Shabbos. Ushlosha dvarim shetzarech adam lomar b'soch beso erev Shabbos im chashecha. As well as the famous Mishnah of the three things that a person should say in his house as it is getting dark. Therefore, there's a minhag to say B'mem Adlikin. So the Sfardim, the Mechaber told us, say it before Maariv, and that's Nachon. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis, Shebemekomosa Makdimin Lehispal Arvis. In their places, they daven Arvis very early. Vaidei Kriyas Perek Zeh Sheyikra Mikodem, and through reading this Perek, even before Arvis, so it's still daylight, Yeda B'mem Adlikin, they'll know with what to light, V'yizkor Ashlosh Shadvarim V'yasir Aleihem, and they'll know the three things that they should be warning their families about. So the Sfardim say it, but before Maariv, they daven Maariv early, so that when they're saying B'mem Adlikin, it's before the Zman of Shabbos, and therefore, it's very lemaisa, what to light with, what to say in your house. The Alkein Kosov HaShulchan Aruch Duhanachon, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's appropriate to do it at that time. The La'achar Tfilas Arvis Ma'inaf Gemina, after Maariv, or after your Makabel Shabbos ready, who really cares? It's already Shabbos, it's too late to light with any specific things. It's too late to warn your family about making an Erev or taking Meiser, it's too late already. So that is the reason why the Sfardim have the minhag to say it before Maariv, and that's how the Mechaber writes, that's the appropriate minhag. Uba Makomo Shenohagin La Omro Achar Tfilas Arvis, and in the places where the minhag is to say B'mem Adlikin after Maariv, Kosa B'minhage Maharak Hatam, So the reason he brings, even to say it after Maariv, where it's not Nogel Mais anymore, is for those who come late to shul. And they're davening late, so they have time to stall and to make sure that they can walk home with everybody else. So while the tzibur say B'mem Adlikin, they have time to catch up. V'lochein ein omrim oso b'shabes chol hamoed. And therefore, for that reason, there's no reason to say B'mem Adlikin on chol hamoed. Lefi she'ein ma'achrin kol kach lovel lebeis hakneses. Because people are not really coming so late to shul on Friday night when it's also chol hamoed. Lefi she'ein osin b'hen malacha. Since l'maisa, you don't do malacha on chol hamoed in general, malacha's aser. Therefore, we're assuming malacha is what caused you to be late to shul. There's no malacha, you're not late to shul, there's no reason to say B'mem Adlikin according to this tzad. We'll finish the Sif Katan, and then we'll see a few interesting notes. Kosav Abach Sheyesh Lomar B'mem Adlikin Achar Kiddush. The Bach writes that Friday night in Shul, you should say B'mem Adlikin after Kiddush. The Ayula Yoma Odif Umakdaminon Lei. We'd rather bring in the day, we'd rather bring in Shabbos with Kiddush and say B'mem Adlikin afterwards. Ubumakomo Seinu HaMinog Lomar B'mem Adlikin Kodem. In our places, the Minog is to say B'mem Adlikin before Kiddush. The Kosav Aprisha Atan, the Prisha writes, the reason is, then they're Beso V'Kiddush Hayom, they're Beso. So if we know if you have the choice to either buy candles for the house for Shabbos or to buy wine for Kiddush, we say Ne'ebreso Adif because of Shalom Bayis with Levis and Reis Amagimu. And the Mela, if Ne'ebreso is Adif, so we'd rather learn the halachas of the Neiros and Perek B'mem Adlikin before we say Kiddush, which represents the Kiddush Hayom. Let's see some interesting notes over here. First of all, note number one, he points out that Perek Zeh Kosav L'El B'Shem HaShlo, the Shlo writes, Sheyesh L'Omro B'Nigun Shalima Mishnayis. It's like learning Mishnayis. They are Mishnayis, and therefore it should be learned in the regular Nigun that we learn Mishnayis. And then in note number two he writes, it's going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that the Sfardim say it before Maariv, because they daven Maariv so early, and therefore they are aware of what they should light with and what they should warn their families about. V'afilu Talmud Chochom Muflug. Even a major league Talmud Chacham, Shegomer Mesecha Shabbos B'chol Shabbos. He finishes Mesecha Shabbos every week. That's pretty major. So the Makor Chaim writes, even that Talmud Chacham should tzarich lomar perek b'memelikim abeis haknesses im hatzibur. Even he has to say it either again, or I guess he can make his cheshvan that that's his. That's when he gets to that perek. But he should say it with the tzibur as well. Shem lo yomar osel b'beis haknesses. If he's not going to be saying b'memelikim in shul like everyone else, yomadu mimenu b'nei adam lahakil b'amiraso. People are going to learn from him and take it lightly. V'lomar perek b'memelikin l'or haner. Here's an interesting halacha. What about saying perek b'memelikin by candlelight? The Shulchan Aruch writes later on that it's permissible. And the Mishabura explains, shedafka perek b'memelikin. That's the only perek that you learn by the candlelight on Shabbos. Shekevan sheniskar bo inyone iser hadlaka. Since you're bedafka reading about the isurim of hadlaka, ein lach shol shema yate asaner. Therefore, there's no concern that you might come to tilt the candle. Ava sha'ar hilchos Shabbos lo. But other hilchos Shabbos, no. So normally you can't read by candlelight, you might come to tilt, but over here where you're learning about not tilting and not doing hadlaka, so there it would be okay to learn this parak of Mishnayos by the candlelight. Note number 3 goes on the next point of the Mishabura. The Mishabura said that because of this svara that the svaradim daven earlier, so they say b'memelikin earlier, because if they're going to say it later, it's too late to choose what you're lighting with, it's too late to warn your family, you missed it already. Says note number 3, l'udei azu, according to this opinion, kevan shiyesh lomar b'memelikin lifnei shemekabel as haShabbos. Since you're supposed to say b'memelikin before you mekabel Shabbos, so yitzarech la'omro gam lifnei she'omer bo'i v'shalom o mizmor sheli yom haShabbos. It shouldn't be just before Marv, it should really be before those parts of Kabbalah Shabbos where we said you accept Shabbos. Sh'ei kosav le'el sh'amirasam nechsheves k'kabbalah Shabbos, because we said earlier that saying these tfilos of bo'i v'shalom at the end of the Chododi, or saying Mizmor Shilam HaShabbos, that is Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore you want to say B'malikin before that, so you have a chance again still to choose what you're going to light with and to warn your family to do the things they should do before Shabbos. Umitam zeshul achar atfila ain to elas b'amirasa, and according to this reason, that after the davening, there's no more gain in saying B'malikin, or Choshulchan writes, Shiyesh enogu shelo lomar klal perek B'malikin. So many places have a custom not to say it at all, since it does not gain you anything, except Limud HaTorah, obviously. Shari gam kodem tfilas arvis ain't to elas b'amiraso. Because even before Marv, there's no two elas in saying it. Kevan shekivlo kfaras haShabbos, kvoshin ezvar. You already makabal Shabbos in Kabbalah Shabbos, so saying it before Marv is not going to help you. Ela omrim achar Kabbalah Shabbos v'kodem baruchu. Rather, they say instead, after Kabbalah Shabbos v'kodem baruchu, maimor mehazohar b'parshas tshuma kigavna. So they say, what the Nusach Svar says, Kegavna, from the Zohar and Parshas Truma, instead of saying B'memelikin. Now let's look at note number 4. Note number 4 is going on the places that are noig to say B'memelikin after Maariv, or at least when it's already Shabbos, where you have no toelis in terms of what you're going to light with, or what you're going to warm your family about. So we said the Svara, why we say it anyway then, is because it is a little bit of a stalling tactic for those who are davening out in the Sada. Note number 4 points out what we just learned, v'chein l'inya birchas mein sheva. This is the same svar that we said by birchas mein sheva, that the chazan repeats a partial shmon esrei Friday night. We learned earlier in reis hamiches shatam shetignu la'omra hu kevan shabbatik nasil shalom hayu b'sados. We just learned that their shuls used to be in the fields. Ulufamim hayu b'nei adam ma'achr milavu l'beis haknesses. People used to come late to shul. In order that yechidim shouldn't be left alone in the fields, in the shuls. So tikni lomar mein sheva sha'at sha'at yisayim es birchas mein sheva. By the time the chazan finishes, yisayim ugam ma'achir bes tefilosam. So the same svar that we said by mein shalosh is the reason why you would say that memelikin, according to the one who says that you say it later or when it's already Shabbos. Now there's something interesting that I saw somewhere else. I meant to bring it inside, but I saw brought down from the Chassam Sofer another reason to say by memelikin, even if you're saying it at a time where you can't, there's no tuelas lagabe Shabbos. And that was, he brings down, I think he was bringing from the Arizal, I don't remember, that he says that the first thing you should do in the morning is to learn a parak of Mishnayos. Because when your neshama comes back, you want to learn Mishnah, because Mishnah and neshama have the same letters. So the Sam Sofer says the same thing on Friday night, after you daven Maariv, and you got your neshama Yisera, so the first thing you want to do is want to learn Mishnayos Bedafka. Because again, Mishnah is neshama, and you want to be Mechazik, your new neshama, your neshama Yisera. That's what the Sam Sofer says. Get another svara. It doesn't really explain why B'memelikin B'dafka, but why there's an inyan to learn B'dafka Mishnayos then. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. We're up to Siv Beis. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Yeh she'ein omrim oso b'yom tov shechal lios b'er Shabbos. There are those who don't say B'memelikin on Yontif that falls on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, if Yontif falls on Friday and it goes into Shabbos, they don't say it on that Shabbos, which is between Yontif and Shabbos. V'yeish she'ein omrim oso b'Shabbos shel Chanukah. And there are those who don't say b'mem adlikin on Shabbos Chanukah. Says the Ramah, v'ein no hogin came b'Chanukah. We are not knowing that way on Chanukah to not say it, meaning we do say it on Shabbos Chanukah. U'b'Shabbos shel Chol HaMoed ein omrim oso. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed, like we saw brought down already in the Mishnah Berurah, that according to one side you wouldn't say it. So the Ramah writes, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed we do not say it. V'chein b'yom tov shechalios b'Shabbos ein omrim oso. And also on Yontif that falls out on Shabbos, we also do not say it. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot and Gimel shechalios b'Erev Shabbos, this is going on the Mechaber that says that there are those who say that you shouldn't say it on Yontif Shechalios b'Erev Shabbos. Why? L'fi she'ein yochol lomer isartem. Because at that point, when it's between Yontif and Shabbos, and it's really Yontif still going into Shabbos, you can't say isartem, you take ma'aser. She'ein ma'asim b'yontif. They can't accomplish it anyway before Shabbos, because you can't take ma'aser on Yontif. V'chein b'yontif shechal b'Shabbos mishum lo plug. And they also say that you shouldn't say it on Yontif, which falls on Shabbos, because of a low plug. Whenever Yontif is involved, you don't say it. So when it's Yontif going into Shabbos, or Yontif itself is Shabbos, both those times, you would not say b'mem adlikim. Then we said in the Mechaber that there are those who say that you don't say it b'mem adlikim on Shabbos Chanukah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dal b'pnei shenizkar bo psul shmonim shehem asurim b'Shabbos v'lo b'Chanukah. Because the Perek b'mem adlikim in the Mishnayos, it goes through the different oils that are also to use on Shabbos. But you are allowed to use those on Chanukah. So therefore, it gets confusing by Chanukah. It's like almost not nice to Chanukah. You're focusing so much on the Shabbos candles, ignoring the Chanukah candles. And therefore, there are those who say not to say it on Chanukah. If you look at note number 6, he writes, V'afilu b'leil Shabbos al Chanukah. And even Friday night of Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on in Hilchos Chanukah, Shemutir lahadlik neros Chanukah b'shmanim elu. You're allowed to light the Chanukah candles even on Friday night with the lower level, the junkier oils. V'afilu she'enam dokim yafeh, even though they don't light very well. Ubir HaMishnah Berurah, Shana Mishnah Berurah explains over there why for Shabbos candles you can't use the junky things like we learned earlier. But for Ner Chanukah, even though it's Shabbos, you can use the junkier things. Shekevon she'asur l'shtamish la'oram, since we know Ner Chanukah is arasur l'shtamish la'oram, you can't benefit from the lights. Ein chshash she'yata es haner b'chdei she'yadlik yoser tov. So there's no concern that you're going to come to tilt it. If you're allowed to use it, like the Shabbos candles, which you have to use, so if they're not good, they're going to flicker. You might come to tilt it, which should be an issur d'oraisa. Therefore, we're machpid that you use good quality oils. But by Chanukah, you can't use it anyway. So you're allowed to use junkier things. Even on Friday night, you can't use it. You're not going to come to tilt it. No problem. And that's the svara why the Mishnah Berurah says there are those who don't say b'mem adlikin on Friday night of Chanukah. Because again, what you're saying b'mem adlikin is not nogeya to Chanukah. As we know, the Gemara starts off the sugya there. I mean, at least the halach l'maisa comes out that even the things that you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on Chanukah. That's how we hold it. It's a machlokas. But therefore we don't say it. The Ramah then told us that some have a minhag yes to say it on Chanukah. And then the Ramah told us on Shabbos Chol HaMoed we don't say it. And then he says, B'yontah shechalios b'Shabbos ein omrim oso. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekotanei v'chem yom ha-kippurim shechal b'Shabbos. So too like we just had a couple of months ago, by Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos, ein omrim oso. We also do not say b'mem adlikin. If you look at note number 7, he brings down the reasons. Ubatam adover, the reason not to say b'mem adlikin on Friday night, which is also Yom Kippur. Kosav ashyari knesses agdola. Kevan she'ein shayach lomer isartem. The same thing we just said of Yontif going into Shabbos. You can't give ma'aser on Yontif, so you can't say the three things. You can't say isartem. So too on Yom Kippur, you also can't say it. Sharei ein sarach la'aser b'shul Yom Kippur. There's no Indian taking ma'aser to get ready for Yom Kippur. Because you're not preparing any food for Yom Kippur, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Oh, tzarech motzei Yom Kippur, yachol la'aser oz. And in terms of what you want to eat after Yom Kippur, you can take off the ma'aser then. So there's no reason to be asking the family if they took off ma'aser already. V'od and furthermore, shelo shayach bo adliku es haner. It's also not shayach to say, light the candles. Kevan she lahadlik ner li Yom Kippur, eino chiyuv elarak minog. Like we learned, neros on Yom Kippur is not a chiyuv like it is on other Yom Tovim. It's only a minog. V'od and furthermore, she v'perek zeh kosov savei chashecha tom nasachamin. In Perek b'mem adlikin, one of the Mishnayos discusses, as we just learned the halachas, that when it is bein hashmashos, you could do hatmana, Ubiyom Kippur she'ein ochlem. On Yom Kippur, when we don't eat, afilu ledeya she'ein iser lahatn bi erev Yom Kippur. Even the opinion who holds that it's not also to do atmana on erev Yom Kippur, avol ein bazeh mitzvah kumo b'Shabbos. But there's no inyan in doing it like there is by Shabbos, and therefore, even what you're saying in the Bemadikin itself is not noget Yom Kippur. And for all those reasons, it's brought down not to say Bemadikin on Friday night of Yom Kippur. When people are davening in a Beis Avel, the Beis Yosef writes, "B'shem the kolvo she'ein lomer b'bemadlikin." You don't say b'bemadlikin in a Beis Avel. Va'pesach hadvir kosov shekevan shlohetek dinze b'shulchan aruch. Even though the Beis Yosef wrote it, but the same person who wrote the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't bring it down to the Shulchan Aruch. So from that, it's muchach shedaitu sheyesh la'omro. So he says it's clear that the Rav Yosef Kairu actually held that you should say it in the Beis Avel. V'chein adas Torah hevias Beis Yosef hanal. Because of b'shem Gur Ari Yehuda sheyesh la'omro, also he brings down b'shem someone else that you should say it. The Shalom Shivas Maril Diskin Kosov Shegam Ha'Avel Atzmo Yomer B'Memadlikin. Even the Avel himself should say B'Memadlikin. Shekevan Sheomrim Oso La'achar Shekivu Shabbos. Since L'Maisa our minhag is to say it after Kabbalah Shabbos. Same Lo Yomer Oso Ha'Avel. If the Avel is not going to say it, even though it's Limud HaTorah, if the Avel is not going to say it, Harehu Ka'Avelos B'Farhesya Shasur. That's like Avelos B'Farhesya on Shabbos, which is Aser. And therefore, the Maril Diskin says that even the Avel should say it. The Gesher HaChaim argues and says the Avil himself should not say B'memadlikim. We'll stop here a little short. That's the end of the siman. And Emir Tashem, we'll start the next siman tomorrow with the halachas of Kiddush Alayayin.